The drop was a shambles from the start. 50 ships were in our piece of it, and they were supposed to come out of Cherenkov drive and into reaction drive so perfectly coordinated that they could hit orbit and drop us in formation and where we were supposed to hit, without even making one planet circuit to dress up their own formation. I suppose this is difficult. Shucks, I know it is. But when it slips, it leaves the MI holding the sack. We were lucky at that, because the Valley Forge and every Navy file in her bought it before we ever hit the ground. In that tight, fast formation, 4.7 miles per second orbital speed is not a stroll. She collided with the Yeep, and both ships were destroyed. We were lucky to get out of her tubes, those of us who did get out, for she was still firing capsules as she was rammed. But I wasn't aware of it. I was inside my cocoon, headed for the ground. I suppose our company commander knew that the ship had been lost, and half his Wildcats with it, since he was out first and would know when he suddenly lost touch over the command circuit with the ship's captain. But there is no way to ask him, because he wasn't retrieved. All I ever had was a gradually dawning realization that things were in a mess. The next 18 hours were nightmare. I shan't tell much about it because I don't remember much. Just snatches, stop-motion scenes of horror. I have never liked spiders, poisonous or otherwise. A common house spider in my bed can give me the creeps. Tarantulas are simply unthinkable, and I can't eat lobster, crab, or anything of that sort. When I got my first sight of a bug, my mind jumped right out of my skull and started to yammer. It was seconds later that I realized that I had killed it and could stop shooting. I suppose it was a worker. I doubt if I was in any shape to tackle a warrior and win. But at that, I was in better shape than was the K-9 Corps. They were to be dropped, if the drop had gone perfectly, on the periphery of our entire target, and the Neo-Dogs were supposed to range outward and provide tactical intelligence to interdiction squads, whose business it was to secure the periphery. Those Calebs aren't armed, of course, other than their teeth. A Neo-Dog is supposed to hear, see, and smell, and tell his partner what he finds by radio. All he carries is a radio and a destruction bomb with which he or his partner can blow the dog up in case of bad wounds or capture. Those poor dogs didn't wait to be captured. Apparently, most of them suicided as soon as they made contact. They felt the way I do about the bugs, only worse. They have Neo-Dogs now that are indoctrinated from puppyhood to observe and evade without blowing their tops at the mere sight or smell of a bug. But these weren't.